From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Dan Friedman is reporting for Mother Jones Magazine. Former Congressman John Sweeney has a new job. In August, Sweeney signed a lucrative contract to lobby on behalf of a key Russian bank connected to Vladimir Putin's government, just as Congress is considering legislation to impose new sanctions on Russia for its attack on the 2016 American elections. Under the terms of the contract, the Troy native will receive $62,500 per month for 12 months of work. Sweeney filed paperwork late last month with the Justice Department's Foreign Agents Registration Act unit to represent VEB, a Kremlin-controlled investment bank. The filing says that Sweeney will, and I quote, engage in meetings and other communications with U.S. government officials regarding potential new sanctions legislation that could affect, end quote, the bank. Sweeney is the former Republican representative of New York's 20th Congressional District. He served from 1999 to 2007 before being defeated by Democrat, now Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. An early Donald Trump supporter, Sweeney successfully ran Trump's primary campaign in New York and served on the presidential transition team. He began lobbying the White House soon after Trump took office on behalf of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, a project partly owned by Russia's Gazprom. Read the full story in Mother Jones. PR Newswire is reporting the International Center for Leadership in Education, a division of Houghton Mifflin Harcourt, September 16th, announced that Mary Ellen Ela, former education commissioner, has joined the center as a senior fellow. Ela left the department on August 31st, but her future plans were not announced at the time of her resignation. Ela served as state education commissioner since 2015. She will serve as, and I quote, a vital thought leader, end quote, for the International Center for Leadership in Education, and I quote, contributing to the vision and content development within her specialized practice areas, which will include policy, community schools, teacher evaluation systems, standards, school choice, and urban education, end quote. As State Education Commissioner, Ela, and I quote, oversaw the work of more than 700 school districts with 3.2 million students, 7,000 libraries, 900 museums, and more than 50 professions encompassing nearly 900,000 licensees, end quote, according to a press release. Read the full press release at financeyahoo.com. Celia Supel is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Woodstock Film Festival this year celebrates its 20th anniversary. Festival co-founder and executive producer Mira Blaustein said of the experience, and I quote, I never knew how incredible it would be or how hard. It's been magical, end quote. Both she and festival co-founder and partner Laurent Rechto attended the New York City School of Visual Arts. Before starting the Woodstock event, Blaustein had worked on a couple of film festivals before. This year, the festival will include more than 50 features from around the world, as well as many short films, panels, live performances, and other special events. The festival will close with a special showing of The Marriage, a feature starring Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver, with co-stars Laura Dern, Alan Alda, and Ray Liotta. Celebrity guests at this year's festival will include Hudson Valley's local Rosie Perez, Matt Dillon, Karen Allen, and Tim Guinea. The festival takes place October 2nd through 6th this year. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Brendan J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union. So-called ghost guns are now present in New York. Beginning a little more than a year ago, some law enforcement agencies in the state began encountering the untraceable firearms more frequently. The weapons, including assault-style rifles and semi-automatic handguns, are increasingly finding their way into the hands of anyone with the minimal skills needed to assemble them. The guns are 80% finished when they are sent to customers by mail order companies that provide the tools necessary to make them operable. They are called ghost guns also because the self-manufactured weapons have no serial numbers. The companies exploit a loophole in the federal and state gun control laws that do not define the weapons as a firearm under the Gun Control Act. Law enforcement agencies in Onondaga County have seized more than 20 ghost guns over the past 21 months. Legislation that would have banned online sales of self-manufactured firearms was put off by state lawmakers in May, did not reach the floor of the Senate or Assembly for a vote. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.